From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Senate Thursday confirmed Gina Haspel as the Central Intelligence Agency's first female director by a 54-45 vote, ending a tumultuous nomination process. Six Democrats voted in favor of Haspel. Two Republicans opposed her nomination to replace Mike Pompeo, who was confirmed last month as Secretary of State. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy was critical of Haspel.
And underlying these inalienable rights is our belief in the basic dignity of human beings, a dignity that's incompatible with inhumane practices like torture.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton was far more supportive.
Secretary Pompeo left the agency in good shape, and Ms. Haspel was his very capable deputy. Moreover, few people have contributed as much to the CIA's recent successes as Ms. Haspel. She has 33 years of experience.
During a confirmation hearing, she repeatedly declined to say whether harsh interrogation techniques were morally wrong. Earlier this week, she did write a letter to a committee's top Democrat, Mark Warner of Virginia, saying the CIA should not have conducted abusive interrogations. U.S. President Donald Trump and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg met in Washington Thursday amid conflicts between the United States and European allies in the West's key defense organization. Mr. Trump last week rebuffed opposition from European leaders and withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 International Accord, curbing Iran's nuclear weapons program. In addition, he imposed tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum imports, including Europe, although he later exempted the 28-nation European Union. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump predicts North Korea would be very rich, and he is promising the Kim family dynasty very adequate protection to stay in power if it agrees to give up its nuclear weapons. If leader Kim Jong-un does not agree to such a deal, however, Mr. Trump is warning the impoverished nation's face being decimated. The president provided fresh remarks Thursday after North Korea canceled its summit with South Korea. Whether North Korean leader Kim Jong-un plans to cancel a June 12th summit with President Trump remains to be seen, but the president did offer his own take.
We have not been told anything, and if it does, that's fine. If it doesn't, I think we'll probably have a very successful meeting, but we have not been told anything. We're just reading sources like you are. We've heard certain things from South Korea, but we'll see what happens. If the meeting happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, we go on to the next step.
U.S. prosecutors have determined that if President Donald Trump is accused of wrongdoing, he would not be indicted in the year-old investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and whether he obstructed justice to thwart that probe. That's according to one of his attorneys. But the president himself is responding to the latest discussions about the probe, AP's Sagar Magani reporting.
The president's calling the probe disgusting, illegal, and unwarranted, tweeting, "Congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history. On the Senate floor."
It's not a witch hunt when 17 Russians have been indicted. It's not a witch hunt when some of the most senior members of the Trump campaign have been indicted.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the president seems afraid of what the probe will find. On the other side, House Speaker Paul Ryan says special counsel Bob Mueller should be free to finish his job quickly.
It's been a year. My guess is he's probably coming to a conclusion.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Birth rates in the United States have reached 30-year lows. That's according to data from the U.S. government. Research from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that birth rates decline for all groups, those teens, women in their 20s and 30s. AP's Jackie Quinn explains why we may be seeing this trend.
Experts think that there may be shifting attitudes about motherhood among millennials who may be more inclined to delay having babies or have fewer children. Another factor may be changes in the immigrant population, which generates nearly a quarter of the babies born in the U.S. every year.
And the World Health Organization is reporting a confirmed case of deadly Ebola virus in the city of Abandaka, a city of more than 1 million located 150 kilometers from Bukoro, where the outbreak first started. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.